Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Sometimes I wake up and feel so alone, waiting for you in this foreign land. All on my own, I sit here till 2, maybe have a cup or two of juice. But you're not here.
You're not here.
You're never here.
You're never here.
'Cause since I left, I'm so alone. If only you were by my side, I would feel whole again. But I am not.
Maybe you're not.
And you're just in my head. You're just in my mind. Laurie Havelock, just in my head.
Maybe turn around.
Just turn around.
Look in the mirror
and
see. It could be me. Under your willy.
But if you could be here,
I'm over here.
I'd not be alone.
I'm right fucking here.
Alone with you
and me.
Surprise, I'm here!
Oh, I'm here!
Oh!
Right along!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Hello!
Oh!
Made it!
Right.
Got a boat, especially.
You're here. This is...
We did that duet.
This is a shambles.
What do you mean? That doesn't even make sense.
America! America!
Liberty!
Crappy!
Statues! Freedom!
Oh, eagle!
A gift from
the land! Eagle!
Oh, guns!
Coffee! Hey!
Dollars!
Give me coffee now!
Taxi!
Coffee! 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 Coffee!
America!
Coffee! 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 Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! Coffee!
Coffee! Coffee! I'll just put them two together.
Okay, it'll be seamless.
Testing, testing.
Honk, honk, New York.
Hey,
that's
we're
here.
That's the sound of an authentic yellow cab.
No, listen carefully, you might hear it again.
Just popping up the
road. On cue.
Wait, here he comes again.
Why not? I'm going to get a pizza. Come on.
Honk, honk. Hey, man.
We made it.
We made it.
You've been here for so long and I've only just arrived. I am but a tiny shamble tadpole
in
the big pond over the pond.
Over the pond.
Over the pond.
Otherwise known as America.
America. We're both... This is amazing, man. This is so horrible. I want to go home.
Oh, man.
Why
don't say
that.
Why
is everyone so angry?
Just a bit of background. We're both in New York.
In New York. New York. New York.
New York. Yeah, that we've done all of the jokes. All of the jokes.
Like, the thing is, even before we came here, we were doing, you know, the... Hey,
it's as per usual we've
ruined all our own material in advance.
Oh, exactly. It's great, isn't it? But it's lovely. It's so, like, I've been here about 6 weeks.
Yeah, you have. My god, how are you doing?
Oh, man,
you look so different. I mean, your hair's now on your arms.
Yeah, I've
your
I've
legs
gone...
have brilliant.
Yeah.
That chest, though.
Yeah, no, it's
but
big, isn't it?
Yeah, it
big
is. You've actually been working out. Visibly been working out.
I've been in America, so I've gone to the gym.
Oh, my God, you've really, like... I feel really abandoned, because Zach is the other, like, you know, he's the gym guy.
He's gym
house,
monkey.
Right? Yeah,
he's gym monkey. He's betrayal monkey, throwing his lie bananas at the gym.
Oh, if you say so. That's actually what you are in this situation.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because you were my fellow couch potato video game. Not that I didn't play video games, but, you know, my fellow lazy bastard.
Yeah.
And now you go to the gym, so I'm the fucking asshole who doesn't do anything.
I hear it's asshole.
Oh, sorry. Asshole. I haven't been with my stigmatism.
Wait, so I had cancer. That is an overheard conversation.
Oh, go on, tell us about the conversations you've had with the best people you've met.
Because when we weren't here together, you've been here about a week now.
Yeah, about a week.
And like when we weren't together, you would be emailing me and say, oh, what's it like? How are you doing? And I didn't want to sort of tell you all of my stories because I want to give you them all in one chunk to give you a real overview.
Why all in one chunk? That's going to be very hard to digest.
Oh, but it's a convenient 8-minute bit.
Is it? Have you timed it exactly?
In my absence, you've
become incredibly time conscious about the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I've been really, really, really.
I mean, we are recording this at 8:40 for once, which is, I mean, technically, it's 1:45 in the morning. Or it's 1? 1:45?
I don't fucking know. I haven't got the time difference at all. Like it's
different.
Yeah, it's the UK. It's jet lag. That's apparently it. But so what I've done is I've made them into a manageable sized piece for you to digest.
So unlike a big chunk of T-bone steak, it's going to be more like a little foie gras. I could just slip in my gut.
Exactly, a little like force-fed
hungry goose.
Like a hungry goose. Shit, like poop through a diarrhea-infected goose.
Now, you told me that already.
Now, that's something that we heard on a New York Rangers hockey game.
Where
the line of commentary was, oh, he's just slipped that ball through, like poop through a diarrhea-infected goose. And we were sat just like, that is astounding.
It's incredible. They do it for the football as well, but inexplicably, they still have English commentators.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have English commentators, but they picked it all because they're doing it for an American audience.
Yeah.
And there was the guy doing the Tottenham game, he had some like inexplicable accent somewhere between Scotland and America.
Yeah.
And it goes like, that ball's gone through like a knife through a fresh fish.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, that's because that's a metaphor. That's something we all know, isn't it?
And he said, and when at the end of the game, there were 3 minutes extra time, and he said, it looks like Tottenham have ran out of eggs, but they've just got 3 more eggs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was just beautiful.
Oh, it really appealed to us.
Here's a list of genuine, true...
New York stories.
All of this is 100% true. 100%, that's lovely, by the way. 100% true. There's no bullshitting here because I wouldn't lie to you.
Oh, you have and you will.
Would I lie to you with David Mitchell?
Yes.
It's available on Radio 4 on iPlayer.
Not this one.
Okay, so...
But hit me up. What you got?
Okay, so my first night...
What do you got? Have you met my wife?
Tell me the story.
Okay, so the first night, I'm sat in a bar on my own.
Because... A bar? On your own? That doesn't sound like you.
Oh no, just drinking my sorrows away. As usual, Mr. Havelock. No, I don't need to go to the doctor.
Fucking hell.
No, and I was sat in a bar, and this is a very short conversation.
And Mary J. Blige walked in.
Mary J. Blige's erstwhile sister. No, a woman... who had been watching me for a while, she was like 45, walked up to me, big baseball cap on, that said NYU,
the
university. She came over, and all she said to me was she tapped me on the shoulder and went, I got a lot of money riding on you, and then left.
What were you doing? Were you in a dog race at the time?
I have no idea. I was sat at the bar, I was reading a book.
Do you think she's going to come up in like a couple of weeks and be like, you left me all my money. Or you're going to be like, darling, you won me $1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
She still won't tell you what you did.
No idea what I did. So that was my first experience in New York.
Okay, wow.
A couple of days later, I'm stood outside my flat on Carmine Street, West Village. And there's a little corner around there. I'm sort of pointing.
They can't. Yonder. You
know, yonder, exactly. I'm stood there. And there is this, 6'6" dude, right? Okay. He is...
Big man.
Big guy. Hench as fuck.
Big arms.
Baggy jeans, round his arse.
Big mouth?
Big ears. No.
Big forehead.
Big heart.
Big nips.
Yeah, big nips above all else. And he had part of his jeans rolled up. He had one of those, big chains, like a wallet chain, around that.
We all had that when we were 14.
Well, but this guy was like 28, like that. And he's fucking stacked. He's got this hat on. And he's got one of those neckerchief things. And this big kind of gangster hood. He was quite scary.
Yeah,
but he was stood there and in one of his hands he's holding two leads, right? Two massive chains, two the biggest pit bulls
you have seen
in your entire life. Like, scary motherfuckers.
But were they, like, growling or anything?
No, these pit bulls sat like fucking gargoyles on either side of him.
Oh, my God.
Right. He's on the phone. He's talking on the phone. He's just having a very normal conversation.
Are you kind of attracted to it?
He's like, no, I'll be there and all this kind of thing. And then from across the street, I see this woman who must have been, I don't know, maybe 60, very plastic surgeried, like bleached hair, like big sunglasses, like real, like what we consider American surgery, like tragedy kind of woman. We cross the road
big with bag of Botox.
Tiny fucking whippet, right? This little whippet that's sort of prancing along like a cocked ass. And he's like, it's just, and she spies this guy from across the street. And she's about to walk past him.
Right.
And I'm stood next to him having a cigarette. And she sort of looks at him.
Mm.
He's like, oh, I'm going to avoid him. I'm going to go around him.
Yeah.
So she sort of starts to sort of cross the road to get, like, avoid him.
Right.
And her little dog starts going fucking mental.
Oh, no. Right?
She's like, Tobias, no, Tobias, no, stop, Tobias. And Tobias is just like,
I will have a fight with these big dogs, please.
And these dogs just sit there and just stare at it. Like it's some
amazing
kind of like baked trout just left out
just
in a restaurant,
flopping around on the pavement,
and they just stare. And this guy's sort of looking.
Never seen
at
a baked trout.
And she's like, "Get away from that!" And then she effectively starts having a go at this dude, like not talking to him, but being like, "Oh, I can't believe some people just can't train their dogs."
Him. Yeah. Passive aggressive times 100.
Exactly, and then she finally gets past him. She sort of goes. Like that, and walks past
some people.
And the guy just stares at her all the way down the street. Dogs are still perfectly still. And he closes his phone and turns to me and goes, I train my dogs.
Oh, what a guy!
And I was just like, yes, mother, that is so good. And he just like, and then he's like, come on, boys. And they just perfectly in order next to him, just like walk off with him as if they're like three wrestlers going out of the ring. That was awesome.
And also, what a guy to keep his
composure.
What a guy.
So he just totally kept his composure against this like awful woman who was probably racist, let's be fair. And like, it was ridiculous. I also, about a week after this, I tried
all
to...
these stories, man. This is too much.
No,
too
man.
Many slices of life.
I wrote them down to make sure I remember
them.
To
all come at once. It's like I'm in a big pizza shop of life and I'm just shoving
get
it
in a
down
slice,
like,
a dollar slice, 99 cents.
Cents. Go on, buddy. Hey, why not live a little?
Oh, man. I was in this bar once again on my... No, this all these
it's
stories,
a consistent
I'm
threat.
Drinking alone.
I mean, to be fair, let's be very clear. You're here with Johnny of Johnny and the Baptist.
Yeah.
And he is working full-time in a play.
Yeah.
So you are given a lot of time
to
kind of entertain yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm sat in this bar on my own again, reading still. And I decide, you know what, I haven't really spoken to anyone since I arrived. Like, I haven't really talked to any Americans other than bar staff.
Yeah.
So I turn...
Who are lovely, but want tips.
So I turn to this girl next to me and...
You started rubbing her thighs.
No. Nothing too sexy. And I turned to her and I said something along the lines of, like, oh, excuse me, hi, like, I'm not from around here, are you?
Good afternoon, madam, I'm a British man.
I tipped my bowler hat and then, you know, dropped my bags of
dropped
balloons.
Dropped your farthings.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, and then,
what did the Duchess
twiddled
say?
Twiddled my moustache and shit myself.
Pip-pop?
Yeah, exactly. And I said, look, excuse me, I'm not from around, I don't suppose you're a local New Yorker. And she just cuts me off immediately and goes, can you dance? And I went, actually, no. I thought, oh, I can use my sort of Brit. And I said, actually, no, I'm not much of a dancer. And
to
then
do
she,
your Hugh
she puts her hand in my face and goes, I ain't talking to nobody that can't dance.
Ooh.
And then just goes back to her drink. And I sat there, and the bar staff sort of
I like that.
Gave me this look, and I was like, oh god. And they looked at me as if it was like, yeah, she is rude. We're not all like that. and I was like, fucking hell. Okay, so I went back to my book, and then it's at a pub called The Slaughtered Lamb.
Right.
And this lady eventually sort of left. And I was talking to the bar staff and I said, oh, excuse me, could I get a pint of Guinness, please? And she was like, 1 pint of Guinness coming right up. And she poured half of it and then said, I'm just going to leave it to settle. I'm just going to go out for my cigarette break. My colleague at the end of the bar will top it up in a minute or so. And I was like, oh, thank you. That's really kind of you. And she goes, there's no problem. And she walks out of the bar and... As she gets to the end of the bar, she turns to her colleague, who's about a 20-year-old gentleman, and says, oh, hun, just so you know, there's a half pint of Guinness waiting there for the Australian gentleman.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, okay, very, very good. And he starts giggling. And he starts giggling, and she starts walking, and she goes, what? And he goes, girl, he's from New Zealand.
Oh,
and I just perfect. I just went, yeah, no, dead on, dead on, mate, dead like that. And it was just, that was lovely, I thought, because there was no there was nothing malevolent there. It was just ignorance,
just idiots. Hang on briefly. If you were in a bar and someone came up to talk to you unsolicited, what would be your honey, I ain't talking to no dancers. What would you have, honey? I ain't talking to no League of Legends players.
League of Legends?
Anyone who ain't a League of Legends player.
Did you fluff your pillows this morning? Because I ain't talking to no pillow fluffer. I did my little hand.
I know, I saw you. You got very sassy since you moved here.
I am now Sass incarnate.
Oh, God,
they
call
me Captain Sass, or Cap Sass.
Cap Sass.
Or
Sassy you, Sassy Gives.
Yeah, exactly. Or Mensa. That's my other nickname.
No, it's not.
Because I'm so cool and intelligent.
Is that your mark of being cool, being a Mensa? Do you know what? Offence to people who aim to be in Mensa. Like, right. I knew two of the most boring people I know, one of whom is our very good friend's ex-fiance, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Her life's aspiration was to be in Mensa and to be Brain of Britain. And I've never been.
Well,
more
it's an academic pursuit.
No, it's not. It's the complete opposite. It's the pedantic pursuit.
Yeah.
And I'd be in Mensa to say, like, I think I'm really clever.
I think I'm better.
But I want someone to officially tell me.
Yeah.
So I can tell all
I
of
want
you
a medal.
That I've been officially recognised as more intelligent than you. Who aren't in it. I fucking hate.
Oh no, that's very fair.
Sorry.
Right, no, that's fine. I'm about 2/3 through my stories.
Give me another injection. Give me another injection of that sweet story sex.
I spoke to another person this time in a cafe who asked what I was doing and was really nice to me, really lovely American guy. And he was like, oh, so what do you do? And I was like, oh, I'm a comedian. He went, oh, that's great, man, that's great. So where are you performing? And I was like, oh, we're doing some stuff at the Barrow Street and Soho Playhouse down at the American Soho, not the... And he was like, oh, that's great, man. And then what after that? And I was like, oh, well, then we go on tour. And then we're taking our show to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And he was like, where's Edinburgh? And I was like, oh, it's in Scotland. And he went, if it's not in America, I don't care. And
wow.
I was like, oh, really? And he was like, why would you want to go to Scotland? And I was like, oh, actually, my family are from Scotland. And he was like, why travel all that way? And I was like, oh, it's part of the UK. It's about 5 hours north of London. He was like, what? And I was like, it's Scotland and England. They're interconnected. There was like that. They were part of the territory. Like there was a war.
Did you go into the
like that? And he was just like, no.
No. I am not having
it. And he was just not having it. And he went on to tell me how it was by Finland.
What a prick.
And I was like, no, I'm ever so sorry. Like, I'm really not trying to be rude.
Can you imagine if you went in somewhere and we're like...
But we got in an argument about it. Yeah. And I was being so kind of like...
Unnecessarily
I'm so sorry,
polite.
But I am telling the truth. Like, I would show you on Google Maps, but I don't have internet here. And he was like, oh yeah, very convenient. And I was like, okay, that's all right, bye, very nice to see you. And that was very, very ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Someone called me a crazy Norwegian motherfucker when I jaywalked.
You are a crazy Norwegian motherfucker.
I didn't realise jaywalking was actually frowned upon.
It's actually illegal.
Actually illegal.
Yeah.
I overheard the best argument, once again, on Carmine Street. A lot of stuff happened to it. There was just two...
This is where everyone with too much money and time...
Yes. And yeah, exactly. Once again, a guy and a girl, he was walking about 15 paces ahead of her.
Yeah.
And... he's going, I'm not hearing any of it. I'm not hearing any of this. And she just goes, well, maybe you shouldn't have slept with my mother, bitch. And I was just like, wow.
That, I need to hear more of this
conversation.
That
is just sitcom material waiting to happen. And the final one that I'm going to tell you, because this was deeply embarrassing.
I'm really entertained.
Put me in a really British situation. So basically, when I arrived, mm-hmm. there was only one set of keys for Johnny and I to share. So I went to the local DIY. Do it yourself.
Why are you
just
doing
like
yourself?
The American dream?
Why not build your house out of beaver skins and pine?
Yeah, exactly.
David fucking Crockett, kill a raccoon, shove it up your ass.
Yes, shove it
up. Oh, just wipe your ass with a raccoon.
Oh, raccoon. And so I went to the local DIY store, or the hardware store. That's what it's called.
Hardware store. Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'd like to get some keys cut. And this guy was like, yeah, no problem. Like whatever. And like he went and cut these keys. And it took about 5 minutes, and I took them off him, and then I went immediately to a show. And then later that night, I tried to get into the flat, and the keys didn't work. So I had to call Johnny and be like, I'm really sorry, I know you're in bed, like, is there any chance you can come let me in, blah, blah, blah. Johnny came and let me in, and he was like, next day, take them back, and they'll give you new keys. And so the next day, I go back in, and I go up to the guy who's the manager, I think, who I hadn't seen before.
Head on,
I said, hey, I'm really sorry to bother you. I got some keys cut here yesterday. Mm. I got these three keys, and none of them work on the doors. And he was like, none of them work? And I was like, none of them work. And he was like, you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. And he was like, okay, who cut these keys? And I was like, I don't know. Someone who works here. He was like, who? And I was like, I didn't get his name. And he was like, okay. And he like clapped his hands. There was like barely anyone in the store, yeah. Just all the workers. He was like, everybody here, right now. And he made all of his staff line up. He held the keys aloft.
Oh no!
And he walked along. Literally being like, "Was it you, John? No. Was it you? Did you cut these keys?" And then he's like, "Maybe it was you, Jackie. Maybe it was you, Jackie."
It sounds like a Key and Peele sketch.
Exactly.
Hey, Aaron.
And he's going along, and he literally called everyone out, and he turned to me, and he was like, "Which one was it? Which one was
it?" Oh no!
And I clocked the guy who did it. And I was like, I can't say.
Yeah, because he's going to get fired.
And I said, I'm so sorry. I was like, I got these done early in the morning. I was really tired. I'm so sorry. I wasn't really paying much attention. I just gave them in and like got them back. Yeah. He was like, and he then looked at the brand of keys, and he looked at like what they've been cut with, and he's like, who here works with like, and then the brand, and like three people kind of stood forward, and he was like, it was one of you three, and if I found out, we have not cut a bad key in this store for the past 15 years, wow. And it just got so fucking intense, and he was like, I got my eye on all of you,
one of you is going down,
and then he gave them to someone who he clearly trusted, and he was like, cut these keys and cut them proper, and the guys sort of walked over with me and cut the keys, and they were obviously fine. But he put me in a situation where he wanted me to, like, name and shame.
Yeah.
I have never done that before in my entire life. If someone fucks up in a shop, like, it can be relatively annoying, but you go in with the receipt and you say, oh, I think you fucked up.
That always happens behind doors. Like, yeah. The thing in a British shop is always keep that decorum.
Exactly.
And it's always like, oh, sir, I'm really sorry. Mm. And they won't be like, do you know who was on or who the fuck did this to you?
Yeah, and maybe it says served by James.
Yeah, and they'll see that. And I've had it before. And then you'll have a talk at work away from the customers. And it'll be very calm. And also, it's very calm and very like...
Very like, you made a mistake.
I mean, it's also bureaucracy squared. Why? Because now I'm going to have to fill in one of these disappointment forms.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to write down the three reasons why you're awful.
Yeah.
And three reasons why you're not so awful. And then maybe you won't kill yourself after this.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations. But I'm quite admire that in a way, but I don't admire as a Brit being dragged into that.
Man, it was fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes. So those are
all
my primary
war.
Yeah, exactly. Those are my primary stories.
Great! What a bumper selection of stories.
Oh, that's my 2 cents. Okay. But have I got some queries for you?
Me. Okay. What is? What's your lay on your query?
1, 2, 3. Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Rapidash. Oh! Rapidash, name that Pokemon Snake backwards.
It's Ekans.
Hello.
And here we are
in
New York City, the podcast.
This is amazing, man. Look, it's just so American around here.
And that's the thing. I want everyone.
Hey, there's a guy walking over there.
Whoa!
What is he? Some kind of asshole?
We're drinking Quaffy.
Quaffy.
I want to make it very clear that we haven't just used a bed.
We're actually in a cafe. I mean, people are going to start giving us weird looks in a second.
People are already giving us weird looks.
See, I mean, they're pretty weird as well. Like, there's a guy there who's literally got like the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Like staples to his eyes.
Yeah, just
because he loves liberty.
And he ran out of glue. Couldn't glue it on.
American staples.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's just set the scene.
Okay.
I think that's what we should do. I mean, so it's about 6:45 in the evening.
Oh, it's a lovely Tuesday. Blue sky.
It's a lovely blue sky Tuesday, or as I like to call it. Blues Day. But not in the sad, moody blues kind of way.
God, this is going brilliantly, isn't it?
So,
you can tell we've had a couple of cups of good old Joe.
Good old Red Eye.
But look at that guy over there, man. Like, what's going on with him? Like, he's...
I mean, instead, the thing that's crazy about this country is they love flags.
They love flags.
And instead, this guy... Not just any flag. The American
flag. The stars. So and, of course,
the stripes. So, as we all know, you know, from television...
Television's friends.
So, speaking of which, we're in the West Village.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy over there, right?
They only have two villages in New York, apparently.
They've got West Village and East Village.
Yeah. No Hamlets.
No. There are a couple of theatres showing it.
Are you?
theatre.
What's quite good is I can disappear into the background yes. and I think you've made you can just,
yeah, exactly. But I don't. But then, like, there's no laughs.
No.
But people are still engaged around me. That's the important thing. So this guy, right?
Yeah.
No arms.
No arms.
Just flags.
Just flags. Out of the stumps. Yeah. Just flags. Just flags.
There's instead a woman of a, over instead there. Of a shirt.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Guess what?
Another flag.
Another flag.
Flag.
What about legs?
Legs. No legs. But no flags.
No flags. He's got tractor tracks. Like
tank.
Yeah.
Tank.
Because he's like, he could have got an ability scooter. He could have got a scooty puff, but instead he's just like, no.
I still want to be able to invade
have you
in my
seen,
old age.
Have you seen that woman over there, Paddy? She has had surgery so that she just looks like a hot dog. Like, she's had her arms sewn to her sides and made to look like buns. And the entire middle's been dyed a really unnatural shade of red. And she's got a little twizzle on her head.
Hilariously, someone spilt mustard on her.
And now there's just a pack of wild rabbit dogs. Licking all the mustard.
Barking.
Making her buns.
Amazing grace.
God.
I just want to, like, we've got our little packets of sugar.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
As you would in an English coffee shop.
Well, yeah, that's not really that American.
Also,
why do you feel the need to molest them as well?
Well, no, I wanted
that.
To, you know, I'm giving sound effects.
But I think people know what sugar can take them away. Okay. People know what sugar packets sound like all over the world.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's not like the atmosphere.
They're different here. Bigger here. Bigger sugar.
Well, look, we've already mucked up this intro good and proper, so.
Well, I mean.
Howdy hey.
Howdy hey. I mean, how would you describe your first experience? You've got one of my hairs on your face.
Just because we've been mecking for the past hour.
Yeah, we've been sat in this little French coffee shop. It's French. Like, yeah. We should really be in an American coffee
shop. Yeah, but obviously we want to feel closer to home.
Yeah, exactly. So we thought France. But how have you found the first couple of days?
First couple of days in New York. Terrifying, bewildering. No, it's really amazing here because money rules everything.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't breathe without paying for it by the cent.
Yeah.
You can't talk to anyone unless you tip them first.
Mm-hmm.
Every time anyone does anything of note, there's a round of applause.
Yeah, ovation.
And everybody eats like out of a trough. That's just kind of full of fried meat. And Twinkies.
Yeah, and flags.
And flags.
Love flags.
But that's the bit that I feel oddly most at home.
Like, what I've really struggled with is whenever I've gone for coffee with Americans, we've ordered coffee, everyone's drinking black coffee.
And as soon as they arrive, everyone goes...
They all clap.
Yeah.
It arrives. And I sit there, I take a sip, you know, and I'm like, great, thank you so much for bringing me this coffee. They always send it back.
And say,
unless...
No, it's not coffee.
No. If there isn't a flag in it. Right. I ordered my coffee with a flag.
If it's not officially territory of the US.
Yeah.
Like, no, I specifically wanted American coffee.
Yeah.
I found that my accents got worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I now say
the word route with no sense of irony.
I say vase.
Oh, you don't.
Cilantro.
What is cilantro?
But what's coriander.
You've been here a lot longer than me, and you've really acclimatized. I mean, I've noticed that your shirts are becoming more and more flag-like.
I mean, this isn't even clothing. This is just, I went to a flag shop. They're on every corner. And I said, give me every flag. And I wanted all the countries. And they said, we only sell one flag, Paddy. The American.
No, but you initially got in problem because you arrived here and said initially, can I bum a flag? And they thought you were saying, can I bum the flag?
They were not happy with that. And also, it has very different connotations here, that sentence.
Bumming the flag.
Yeah, I said...
Bumming the flag's like the worst thing
but
you can
do. I keep doing it when asking people for cigarettes. I'm trying to say things like, can I blag a snout? Like,
flag a snout?
Yeah, trying to be really English back. So they're like, what are you... Oh, my God, of course you can.
Can I cock a snook?
Can I cock a snook on this snout?
Can I twiddle a rimbuckle? It's because obviously we don't call, you know, cars. We call them jalopy joyride machines. We don't call it the sidewalk. We call it the rootitude foot trunk.
Yeah, exactly. The concrete queen.
Concrete queen. Step on the queen.
This is a story I was waiting to tell you for when you arrived because you've obviously you came through Boulder Control a few days ago.
Boulder Control.
Boulder Control. Yeah, where they make sure you're not carrying
rocks coming
large geodes. I'm at Border Control.
Right.
I've been queuing for hours.
Dame Shirley Bassey.
Dame Shirley Bassey. And then
Toto.
And then the whole of Toto. Whole line of Dame Shirley Bassey impersonators. They get their own queue in America because they get fast tracked.
Why were you in that queue?
I was lost.
You were just going. Nah,
I was just
nah. Man of the Golden Gun.
Yeah, and like Cyndi Lauper's there having a great time. And I'm.
Is she dead? No, I don't think so.
She's not dead. She's definitely not dead. Anyway, I'm at Border Control. I've been queuing for hours. Right. and they're really, whenever you ask for help, they're just like, no, sir, if you could just continue queuing and all that, and you just got so sick of it.
Hang on, what are you talking about? That's for you. You sound very acclimatised. You've grown distasteful of queuing. That's cardinal sin.
Yeah, but queuing in Britain, you can ask what's going on, and someone, even if they say, look, I don't know.
And you can also share that beautiful moment with other people in the queue, and you both kind of tuck and roll and go, oh. Queuing on a Sunday morning, eh? Yes. That'll be the
Day.
Hello, what are you in here for? Oh, just the stamps, mate.
Yeah,
hello. So I've been here forever, hasn't it? Feels like purgatory, doesn't it? Yeah, I wish my life would end.
Yeah,
that's the kind of carefree conversation British people have in a queue.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm in this queue, right, and I've been in it for hours. I've been travelling for 25 hours. I'm so tired.
25 hours?
Yeah, man. I got so lost.
Did you travel by boat?
I travelled by Philosophy. I was on one of those tandems, but I didn't have you with me, so I was just wild.
Rather than being twice as fast, half as slow.
I had a little trailer filled with all of my like shamble things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm in the queue, and I finally get to border control.
Okay.
I get asked, it's like, could you approach the stand, please, sir? And I come up, and there's this big guy. He must be sort of mid-50s. Looks a bit like Louis C.K. And he stood there and he gets his passport and visa.
Louis C.K.'s new bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's doing research.
There are cameras everywhere. You're like, what's going on?
And he says, could you passport and visa, please? And I give him my passport, give him my visa. And they go through all the rigmarole and say, what is your purpose of visiting the United States? How long will you be staying? How long is it? And he said, what do you do, sir? And I said, oh, I'm a comedian. And he went, you don't look
did
like
you
a
do,
comedian.
Did you do that by clicking your fingers and pointing?
No, I was very kind of like, actually, I'm a comic. And he went, you don't look like a comic. And I thought I was being very funny. And I said, you don't look like a Border Patrol officer.
Oh, Paddy, no, but he really did, didn't he?
And he did not laugh. And there was just this 5-second silence.
Also, quite a good joke on his part. Because he's saying you don't look like a little folded up bit of paper with Spider-Man drawn on it.
Is very good. Is probably what he meant.
Yeah. Whereas you just made an awful gag.
No, he was clearly opening, in my eye, he was opening the discussion for jokes. Yeah, if you say you don't look like a comedian, then you go, all right, then here's a joke, and they go, oh, very funny. You're definitely a comedian.
But the one thing you shouldn't say to a Border Patrol guard is, oh, I don't believe that you're actually a Border Patrol guard, because that's quite a slight on their character.
Yeah. And that's when I set off my bomb.
We actually can't. Because we both have beards, and we know a guy called Zachary Al-Najil Cole. So
yeah, exactly.
You know,
and they know that we've been consulting with Zach.
We know that he once might have been somewhere near the Middle East.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. They are furious with him. Everyone's talking about Zach here. Like, that's the thing.
Like, we heard this guy, Zach, he's so hot right now.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, that's the thing. Now that
he's
so hot
that he's going to come bust at any moment.
I've really missed you guys. I didn't see you for, six weeks or whatever it was. And
we actually had a really good time without you.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You know, I've been having
a
great time.
We replaced you really quickly.
Working for 21 hours a day.
We replaced you with a guy called Tom, who's much nicer than you.
And
he has a really cool
like
job.
Me.
And he works for a record label.
Yes, I know. I found him for you. And he's paying me rent, so it's fine. He seems lovely. But I was expecting, I'd get here and it would be totally alien.
Take your clothes
but
off.
Immediately. So I get out of Border Patrol.
Waggle your dick around a bit.
I finally get through Border Patrol and I'm out there and in the airport.
You drop your trousers and like any
this guy, he's waiting for me at the airport. He comes up to me and he goes, oh my god, are you from England? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, do you know Zach Cole? And I'm like, yeah, actually, I live with him. And then he goes, oh my god, hey guys! And then suddenly, thousands of Americans, literally in their hordes, just crowd around me, and they're like, they're screaming and they're holding pictures.
Zach Cole, they start remembering, oh my god, were you there when Zach hit a home run at the Met Stadium? And you're like,
and it turns out,
what are you doing,
Zach? It turns out Zach,
international celebrity.
In the evenings, right? Zach's been
gets on a plane. Comes out of New York.
Or hydrofoil. He's coming over to New York, and he's getting
more hovercraft.
He's making flags. He's selling flags. He's playing baseball
with a flag.
He's got flags everywhere. Zach is the flavor of the month. So is Chloe, Zach's girlfriend. Like they're all.
Oh my god, that's so the phrases. That's so Chloe.
Yeah, they all say it. And the cast of Friends were waiting for me.
Really?
Yeah, when I got to my flight.
Ross is the most intelligent friend, why does he not simply eat the smaller ones? Have you not heard that? It's the best Futurama gag in the world.
That's amazing.
Oh no, why, if Ross is the largest friend, does he not simply eat the smaller ones?
Oh, amazing. Well, I'm living in the West Village, which is where Friends are set, apparently.
Yeah.
And Sex and the City. It's where all the sitcoms are, for some reason, because it's kind of like considered.
Because it's trendy bastard paradise.
It's trendy bastard paradise. It's fucking expensive. Yeah. Like it's filled with wankers. Like I'm a wanker.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they love the word wanker whenever I use it. It's like free pints galore if you use the word wanker.
I've yet to get a free pint for being English.
I got a free pint for being a Tottenham supporter.
Oh, yeah, you bastard, which is, I feel you owe to me now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I'll buy you a pint.
I know you won't.
I will. Although a pint here is like the equivalent of £6.
Yeah, you've got a mortgage of six flags.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, because it's like stamps. Right? Yeah. Flags are also currency here. So, like, you have tiny little flags. Yeah. They're like notes.
What if you have, and if you have to cut up, it's like, oh, mate, I've only got a big flag. You got any change?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, well, I've got Uzbekistan. Oh, that's not Uzbekistan.
Second, they trade you different flags, but the American flag's the real currency.
I've had, yeah,
and it's like the coins.
George.
The coins, like, you know, in Britain, when if you join your coins together, they form the crest.
If you join all the flags, they make a megazord.
One giant megazord flag. Oh. Right. But then just invades, just left, right, and centre, just any country can get its hands on.
I think you've been having too much of the hoop here.
I missed England.
When I got to New York, so I jumped off the plane, fresh faced and boy eyed. And I. I jumped on the air train, which is a very exciting little.
To Howard's Beach?
To Jamaica.
Oh, you went to Jamaica?
I went all the way to Jamaica.
Sounds like a joke, but that's.
Yeah, but it's actually what the station's called. Yeah. And I got on the J train there. It's about 10:30 at night. And, you know, you get the tube at 10:30 at night without. Yeah. Really batting an eyelid. Like a couple of pissed lads.
If it's a Friday or a Saturday.
Even if you're going to Hainault via Newbury, that's kind of fine.
Or Woodford via Hainault.
Or Cockfosters. And then I was saying on the platform, and I was like, oh, the platform, this is pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, there's a body in the train, tracks.
Big body.
There's several turds on the bench.
Fat body.
There's no need for that.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, mate. Really.
Oh, not
thanks.
You.
Well, it made it sound like it.
I'm talking about the
it was the pointing. That is what really did it. And anyway, I was waiting on the platform. This guy walks past. He's kind of looking around. I had my headphones in. He kind of nods at me, and I'm like, "Oh, it's in my headphones." I'm like, "Are you right?" And he's like, "Oh, hey, are you getting this train?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh man, my name's." And he's like, where are you from? Are you Australian?" And I was like,
it's a lot of that.
That's a consistent thread.
Yeah,
because all the Australians live here, apparently. Anyway, I got chatting to this guy, and he seemed kind of nice. Yeah. But he, he eventually said his name's Rico.
And I was Rico, like, good
my
name.
Name's a really good New Yorker name. And I was like, "Oh, my name's Laurie." And he was kind of confused. People are confused by the fact I'm called Laurie.
Yeah, it's a girl's name.
That's a girl's name. And I say Lawrence, and they inevitably say, "Well, Lawrence, that's a better name."
Oh, right, okay.
Well, cheers. Thanks for making me feel inadequate about the nickname I chose.
Yeah. I get Patty, and they go, "Oh, like the burger."
The Saints.
Yeah, it's like, or like the name, you dick. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, sorry.
And I was talking to Rico, and on first inspection, realised he had quite a few nasty little cuts and bruises on his face, and he was missing all four of his front teeth.
Good.
And as the conversation went on, he was like, "What have you been up to, Rico?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, I had a fight with my boss." And I was like, "Oh, no, that's shit. You know, you had a falling out with your boss." Said, no, I fought my boss.
Oh.
I hit him.
An actual fight.
And he was like, "I won." And I was like, "How did you win?" And he showed me all these scratches he had all over his neck, this big welt he had on like his chest. And I was like,
"What's his boss, Taz?"
Right. Yeah, the Tasmanian devil. Yeah, because that's a very
Taz. I'm gonna have to leave the company.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. It's really nice getting refillable coffee here. It's a real, real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Oh, if there wasn't proof enough that we were in a cafe.
That was we've just sat in the fact that was Chloe, who we exactly timed to come in.
Exactly.
Chloe.
We never went to America. So Rico's been in this fight with his boss.
And he was telling me all about it, and I was like, "Oh my god, that sounds awful." He's like, "Yeah, you know, my wife's probably gonna kill me." That kind of empty.
She might, though.
Yeah. But she actually might.
She might have a gun.
Yeah. And basically this conversation went on. The longer I was there, the longer I was like, this is the worst thing. And
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All while this is going on,
yeah.
Rico's quite a nice guy. I'm not really too threatened by him. I'm just a bit worried.
Yeah.
All while this is going on, the inescapable scent of poo fills the train carriage.
Or poop.
And we all look around, and me and Rico at one end, at the other end, there's this little gaggle of, I think they're kind of like Spanish or South American tourists. They've all come in off the planes, so all of their suitcases. Or maybe they're from, I don't know, just out of town, just family. And they're all like aghast, their hands over their faces, and in the middle, there's this very sleepy, very chubby, like homeless dude.
Right, okay.
Who looks so pleased with himself. And he's got a bag full of like what is apparently chicken, just picking through and eating. And,
right.
And he's just obviously been shitting himself for the past 5 minutes.
He's not just farted.
And I was like, and
he's actually...
no. Like, it's definitely, you know when the smell just doesn't.
He's
like,
just smiling.
Steadily. He's like... and I was like, and I was so aghast at the situation. I was like, Rico, like, and I said to Rico, like, should I get off? And Rico just goes, no, have you got any cologne, man? Have you got any cologne? And I was like, I've got a little travel thing of deodorant for the plane.
Oh, lovely.
A bit stinky on the plane.
Yeah.
And he ran over and just sprayed this guy down. And the tramp was like really enjoying it. The tramp like lifted up his arm, he's like, yeah, a bit more.
And everyone joins in, flags.
And I was like, yeah, flags, confetti. Oh my god, it's a double play. It's called a home run. And just sprayed the guy. And the guy was really content. And it didn't really help the smell or anything.
Right.
But that one, Rico was like, cool, that's done. And then Rico got off the train, was like, can I have your number? And I was like, oh, thankfully, Rico, I don't have a UK number. So you can't. Sorry, US number. So you can't.
A cell.
But yeah, that was my first night in. And then I got lost in the Orthodox Jewish village.
Was Rico going to be okay? Was he? Did he get home all right?
I don't fucking know. I gave my email address. I'm yet to get an email.
Right, okay.
And I got lost. I went the wrong way in Williamsburg, which is like, you know, the trendy bit of Brooklyn.
That's where you're living, isn't it?
So I'm living, except I went south into the Orthodox Jewish area.
Oh, yeah.
Which was terrifyingly, but also kind of oddly at home. Because I was like, it feels a bit like I grew up in near Gordler's Green. I was like, this is very familiar.
Yeah.
I got very lost. Asked lots of Jewish people where to go. They all gave me, you know, you go up there, you go down there. You know, it's all the same.
Amazing.
And I eventually got there.
And that's beautiful.
So I thought I'd tell you that story, listeners.
No, that's... I'm
just to bide over the awkward silences as Paddy raises his penis out of his trousers once more.
And what's on the end of my wang?
A tiny flag. Little flag.
Little wang flag. Right, little look, British flag.
We need to get out of here because people are going to start...
we're already in way too much
way
trouble.
Way too much trouble. But we'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, okay, let's go back to the flat.
Okay.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, welcome to our magic ant farm. The ants are upside down. Silly topsy-turvy ants in magic ant farm town. Here are all the worker ants, this one is the queen. Here are all the fire ants, goodbye ant farm town. That is all of ant farm town. 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 Ant farm town.
I'm trying to whistle with you.
Now, this section is entitled New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down.
Oh, what? That's so slick. We don't have slickly titled sections.
I know,
like
it's
this,
like, I think.
Named after song lyrics.
The times they are a changing.
Nah.
That's another lyric.
What's that going to be?
That's
going to be. Oh, I remember when all this was fiddled.
No, that's now, when. That's when.
It's all windmills.
It's because daylight savings is about to come in the UK. So I'm trying to be really clever and be like, the times they are a changing. Oh, it's our
awful
section about Greenwich.
What is this section?
Here
about
is everything you can see in Greenwich in one
God
easy little nugget. One,
observe
the time. Two, port. No, dock.
There's not a port in
three,
Greenwich. It's not on the
river.
Sea, is it?
Okay, River of Ten.
I think I'm going to abandon that.
The fame of Greenwich.
Oh, God, no.
No, New York.
You've dragged me here.
I know.
After what? I've had a long day at work.
I know.
And you're trying to make me talk about Greenwich. We're not even in Greenwich.
I've had long all day.
Village.
Greenwich Village.
Oh, but the boys is talking about then.
It's gold, Laurie. It's gold.
Okay, I mean, you can polish it up as much, a turd, as much as you like. It's still...
Roll
it
in glitter.
A turd.
Yeah, yeah, very true.
What is this section,
New York, Paddy? I love you, but you're bringing me down. Okay, this is a little game I like to play every evening on my own.
This is so clearly bullshit. Everyone can tell.
So basically, I've had a great time in New York. I have had a great time.
No, that's a lie. You were awful.
You've
had a terrible time.
I haven't.
You've shat yourself every day from stress.
But that's not stress. That's
your
the
eyeballs
food. That's
have
the cuisine.
Bled. Your eyeballs have bled from all the pollutants.
And the air pressure.
And the air pressure.
Actually, having said that, I get nosebleeds every day here.
Really?
Yeah, it's something to do with either the pollution or the people or, I don't know, one of them.
Is it because you keep looking up schoolgirls' skirts in a kind of anime style?
Yeah, and a little cross is appearing on my forehead as I explode into the distance.
No, Nandeska.
But
that's the noise. But sorry. So basically, I've really enjoyed being out here. And but I'll tell you what. There's some things that bring you down,
yes,
a la LCD sound system.
Right.
And I'm not going to talk about, you know, like the gross inequality or the fact they don't have a welfare state.
Good.
Or no NHS, you know, nothing like that.
We're going to skirt around all the important
the pay gap
shit,
or, like, you know, the minimum wage being $1.50 in the service industry. You know, nothing big. I want to talk about plugs.
Oh, okay.
Big old plug
is
office,
this,
right?
I mean, I feel like this has been done a lot, Paddy, that people have complained about, oh,
it's fine that they have different plugs. What isn't fine...
I like that you've ignored that and gone like, no, but I am going to talk about plugs.
I am going to talk about plugs. What isn't fine is, one, there are two different types of plugs. One with three prongs, one with two.
Yeah, that's
right?
Just the one that's got an earth in and one that doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Surely they should all have an earth, because I keep getting shocked, like, badly,
yeah,
as well. Whenever I turn on
you
that
are,
lamp,
yeah,
the rest of the lights in the house dim, because they're all interconnected. Unless the light in a room is on, nothing charges, because it just turns off the electricity.
Number one, you are really adept to getting electric shocks, though.
Yes.
Like, your laptop gives you electric shocks.
Yeah, absolutely. Every fucking day, it's just like another betrayal.
Yeah, but I don't get shocks from everything, so I think you're, like, magnetically attuned.
What I need is one of those rods.
You need an earthing rod.
Down,
you just need a big, like, copper wire around your middle all the time, attached,
yeah,
to a lightning post.
It's why I never play golf. It's why I never got into it.
Because you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, so that's
okay.
One thing that has really pissed me off about New York.
Okay.
And also, we were talking about this earlier. Coffee. Right?
Oh, coffee's shit here.
Coffee, common
but it's
misconception.
Like, and it's also like, if you want a good coffee in London, and also,
yeah,
because we live in East London, and I work in Shoreditch,
yeah,
like, good coffee, you go over the road and there's a snob making you coffee, and
yeah,
there's a snob and they're a wanker, but it's
and you can
really
get Colombian
coffee.
Or Italian,
no,
or French.
And also,
or,
you know, if you just get a cup of coffee, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, odds are it's going to be a good, it's going to be an average
because
to good cup.
Every fucking American has, like, oh, a double skinny latte with extra cream, but not real cream, and then agave syrup, and then microgranules. What's orgy at?
It's like almond
oh, it's an actual
sugar
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the actual base coffee is fucking bollocks. Or if you
that's
ask
the,
someone,
yeah,
for a good coffee, they go, oh, what you want to do? They don't go, just go around the corner.
Yeah.
They go, what you want to do? Get on a train. Go for half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Then ask the blind man.
49th and Madison.
Ask
oh
the
my
blind
God.
Man, look, I'm looking for Barnabas. And he'll take you to Barnabas. And
yeah,
Barnabas. Well, stick your hand up his ass, and then there's coffee.
Yeah, there's a little coffee tree up Barnabas's ass. Like, there is bad coffee everywhere. Also, the price of everything is
oh, it's insane.
Insanely high. And I know...
But, do you know what it is, though? I think it's
we're
not
in Manhattan.
We're in Manhattan. You're in the West Village more.
Yeah,
more
very,
pedantically.
Yeah.
But also, it's because they're like, booze is particularly expensive. And
yeah,
a lot of what we buy is booze.
Yeah.
There's tax on all the food you buy.
Yeah. And then there's tip.
And then there's tip.
And now, inherently, I don't
we
like...
We want to buy trainers, we'll be fine.
Yeah, like, I tip people in Britain, but I don't like that here, like, if
you
don't tip,
you're
a total arsehole. But also, it does sort of make sense, because as I was saying about the minimum wage earlier, like, if you don't tip, they basically don't get paid. So, it's, you know, it's a self... it's a circle.
But it's awful, because the drinks are still really fucking expensive, so it's all going to the government and
absolutely
the people who run the bar.
A pint is $8. Like, that's the standard, which is about £5.80.
Yeah.
And that's, like, that's considered a standard pint.
Which
you
and pay
happy
in
hour,
Kensington,
they're
right?
$6.
Yeah.
Which is still, like,
£4.
£4, like £4.50-ish. It's it's fucking mental. And so we've spent an enormous amount of money on drink. There also aren't as many hot dogs as I'd like there to be, and I don't think corn dogs are real, because I expect to come out here, I get off the plane, there'd be a little man with a little, like, push cart thing with an umbrella. Be like, hey, you want mustard with that? And I'd be like, with what? He'd be like, with this hot dog and corn dog, and then he'd just hand them to me, and I'd give him a dollar, and it would be amazing.
What did you expect?
That's what I expected.
Why? Turns out hot dogs are like, you know, they're like the shittiest bits of meat all packed together into a little hot dog.
Yeah, but I was expecting them to be everywhere. Yeah, no. And they're not everywhere.
No, because I think enough people got food poisoning, they had to get rid of them.
Well, that's true. The film industry has just lied to me on that part. we were talking earlier when we were trying to find that place, and it was like, oh, this will be really easy because all the roads are in blocks and you get all the avenues going up and all the streets going down. Deceptive. Fucking deceptive. It's so much more complicated having all of these little linked things, and there are no curvy streets.
Why is that a bad thing?
I miss...
What's wrong? No, fuck off! That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard anyone complain about.
The little curvy streets of London.
To remind you of the contour of a woman's breast.
Yes, exactly. No, don't you know? You like, yeah, in London, you can go for a little walk,
yeah.
Go down a little street. Oh, I don't know where I'm facing anymore. Oh, and then you stumble across...
That's bad!
Thomas, the lovable rogue, who's selling orphans in the back corner with his little, like, he's hitting the hammer. Like, I don't get why they're all straight here. Everything feels like exactly the same.
Yeah, okay, that is bad, but I don't think you can bemoan the lack of curved streets as like a reason why that's something you missed.
Alright, well, fair enough.
Shut the fuck up, Paddy, and get on with it.
The sense of humour gap.
Oh, well, that's terrible. You can't take the piss. That is just not in the American vernacular.
And we were talking about that earlier with the Border Patrol.
Yeah, and the first day I got into work, and we were talking about a guy who used to work for us who was a bit maligned, and he was responsible for hiring one of the very nice and capable young ladies who works in the New York office. And I said, oh, well, hiring you was, you know, the first of his many errors. And everyone just turned on me and was like, dude, that's not cool. Like, everyone really likes her. She's really good at her job. And she kind of laughed it off, and I was like, I was just
making a gag.
But you can't do it anywhere. Awful.
People think, and I thought it might be a bit of an unfair kind of British thing to be like, oh, Americans don't get irony or they don't get sarcasm.
But they really don't.
A lot of them don't. And it's like, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just there's such a gap in it. And all of our humour relies on that wry, lovable scamp.
And also self-deprecation as well. They don't understand. We both put ourselves down, but to comic effect.
And they go, oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you're
a good man. You've got a pure soul. Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
And it's like that's the thing, like when someone offers you, like, do you want to refill your coffee? And you knock over the sugar. You go, oh, sorry, I'm such a wanker. Let me try. And they're like, no.
Hey, that happens to everyone.
Hey, my mom once knocked over some sugar.
And she's a good woman.
She's a good woman.
What are you saying about my mom?
There are too many flags. Way too many flags. I've touched
that
on
in
price of ham. I know that sounds ridiculous. A pound of ham.
Pretty pricey.
Pack a bone of Matthews turkey or whatever, or turkey and ham. I mean, they fall in the same category here. What is it, like £2? A pack of six slices of ham here. Shit ham is like $7.
And it's also like antibiotic. All their meat is risky shit.
Oh yeah, there are barely any animal kind of welfare and control laws.
You know when you get a packet of beef and it advertises the fact that it's not full of, it's not artificial, it's not full of antibiotics.
Actual beef!
And yeah, you're like, what the fuck is the other
what
stuff?
What have
then?
I been eating? Yeah, exactly. I've
been eating turf moulded into a beef shape.
Lot of battery hens here. Oh, and the milk is shit. That's just a very quick
I knew that though. You know, that's one of those things. It's like going to France. Never dabble with the UHT.
Yeah, exactly.
You just know it's not worth
it. And then there's like the really obvious one that I've been sort of avoiding is pronunciation. And like, that's really up in the air.
What do you mean, Freddy? What are you like what?
It's just... no one can get my name right.
Oh, who are you?
Patty.
Oh, yeah. But that's because Paddy is such an alien... It's an alien name. That's not their fault for
pronunciation. Yeah, but for a city with such a massive Irish culture... I would have thought that they buy now. They have bars called Paddy's Bar.
Yeah.
But then when you go in, they're like, oh, your name's Paddy?
No, I get the same. I've got a woman's name. I'm Laurie. They're like, Laurie, you know, like my mother. Lawrence. They always go. And I had a guy talk to me for ages. Like, well, Lawrence is a much stronger name. Why don't you call yourself Lawrence?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Because it sounds like a pompous dickbag.
Thanks, mate. Why don't you just undermine the last 25 years of my fucking life?
And I've had to, but I knew this when I worked back in London. I'd phone people in America, and they'd be really shocked that I was called I was a man.
Yeah.
When I phoned, and they're like, "Oh, I was expecting a lady."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Well, sorry to disappoint
you. Sorry to disappoint you,
phone creep." I'm not going to sext you at all.
Yeah, but like having said that, I bash places quite
a lot.
Yeah,
there are a lot of good things.
I was out here for like a month without you, and it made me really moody. Like it did. Like I got really uppity about things that I wouldn't necessarily get uppity about, and I was trying to think of excuses of why I'm going to enjoy Britain more. Whereas in actuality, the reason I miss Britain is because I'm British and I have loads of friends there,
and it's home.
And I know how much a beer costs without getting like totally screwed.
And you know that you can be a dickhead to the guy behind the bar in the pub, and he'll be a dickhead back to you. It's because you both genuinely
it's an accepted thing.
Are in a bad mood, rather than you both kind of gritting to your teeth. Like, oh, that's really great. I'm really happy you're here.
Yeah.
Loads of good things, though, that I've noticed in my short time here, Paddy.
Yeah, I'm glad that you can...
Let me draw your attention to object number one. The sheer number of fucking brilliant dogs everywhere.
Oh, okay.
New York now is now the home of dogs.
Oh my god, it's
every
dog
street
time.
Corner, loads of dogs.
Yeah, it's and like, they're like Battersea shit everywhere.
And when you see someone with like a massive pit bull, it's not because they've been fighting it down the fucking dog fight. Yeah, no, it's because it's fucking well trained.
And they
muscular.
Love dogs.
Oh, they're all brilliant.
And they're a dog park. We went to the dog park.
What a place.
We actually went to a dog park together the other day.
We went to
Washington Square Park. We watched the guys playing chess, speed chess. That was amazing. And then there was just an entire bit of the park. Full of dogs.
And part of me is a bit like...
It's like a sand pit as well for the dogs to dig.
It's partly great, but also in London, like, dogs are in the park and allowed to be free. Whereas in America, they have a specially constrained area where it's like full of shit and mud and
yeah, of course.
Dogs.
But
dogs are
it
great.
It does mean dogs are concentrated into this one area where you can look at all of them and they all have their own little personalities. And there's the lone wolf and there's the little pack of Dachshunds. Dachshunds.
Sausage dogs.
Sausage dog.
We call them Schnitzelwieners in my house.
I call them Frankfurterhund.
Frankfurterhund, nice one. Okay, and also number two, the fucking street food here. Not the pretentious, like, £8 for a pad thai that you get in Bethnal Green.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, you go to a shop and it's a dollar for a slice of pizza and the pizza's really good.
Oh, a dollar
and
slice.
And you just take it and you shove it right in your face. Oh,
the dollar slice at Joe's is incredible. Really, and you can get it with the pepperoni for like an extra 25%. It is so good. It's killer good. The bars are better. I know that's going to sound weird because the pubs are much worse.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie on that. And
they
that's primarily where we drink.
Pubs.
But back in London, if you go to a bar, like if someone says, hey, we're meeting up at this bar, I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah, but hang on. That's just tautology because the bars are only good because there are no pubs to speak of and the bars are actually shit. And I'd never go to a bar in the UK.
I suppose that's true, but the bars here aren't.
We've
I guess maybe
that.
It's just different terminology. You're right because like the bars here, they aren't just loud music and chrome. They're like they each have their own sort of personality.
Yeah,
and you go in and there's always a really nice bartender and like there's actually it feels like a place where people are hanging out after work.
I'm going to take you up though because I actually think the bars here are all really identical. I think they're all really there's a really weirdly similar. Sorry, it's quite serious, isn't it?
No, that's
there's quite a weirdly like a similar vibe to them all. That's actually a bit. I don't know. It's an American bar. I'm really aware of that when I go in. There's fundamental. I don't know if you like it, you like it. But
I think that's fine.
Much rather a pub, please.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, there are two good pubs.
Yeah.
There's Dennehy's, the pub underneath here, the Irish
which is,
pub.
Funny enough, run by Irish people.
Brilliant.
That's how you know it's a good
place. Absolutely fucking brilliant. But also, we went to watch the Tottenham game at Flannery's.
Flannery's also an Irish pub, which was good, despite it being full of American Tottenham fans.
Well, yeah, but that's the weird thing, is the pub itself wasn't great, but I really liked the fact that in the middle of Manhattan, there's a Tottenham supporters pub.
Yeah.
With a sign outside that says the official Tottenham supporters club.
Well, because they are, it's not as the other way around, there's a club of people who join up and they all go there.
Okay.
I think they're into it. And they're all wearing like shirts and all the bar staff had like references to Benoit Sakoto.
Oh, yes.
No, he's an awful man.
Yeah.
And
headbutts galore.
That was really nice, but it definitely, again, felt very much not like watching it in a pub. I'm not trying to say,
Why you gotta some kind of shit on my parade? One that I really want to mention is advertising here is dreadful. Like, there are just no advertising standards. It's just horrible.
I thankfully have avoided all television.
That's the thing. I've barely watched TV. I've seen one of the worst adverts I've seen. Actually, these adverts are all dreadful. But I saw one advert that's called Cars for Kids, right? Where you donate your car and it gets sold and it goes to a kids' hospital.
Oh,
a kids' charity. Cause. Really great.
Better
cause.
Than we buy any card.
The advert is 2.5 minutes long, and it's a bunch of 6-year-olds pretending they're in a rock band on this sort of stage.
Oh, it's already.
And they
awful.
All have fake guitars.
Precocious
and fake
children.
And it goes, 0877 cars for kids. Donate your car today. I say again, 0877 cars for kids. It is horrible, and they're all like playing.
Yeah,
too
no, it really is horrible.
Oh
I'm
my
really
god,
not enjoying you do that.
Exactly, really. It's awful. And also, one advert that was brilliant is do you know? You know, in cartoons they often have meow mix,
like the yeah, like, Austin Powers.
Meow. Yeah. I didn't realise that was like still a I saw the Meow Mix advert.
Hang on, is that one of your highlights of New York that Meow Mix is a thing?
Yeah, Meow Mix is a thing. I was watching the TV and it
no,
comes
but that's
on.
But that's
and it goes
that's a thing.
Goes,
how did you not
dun,
know?
Dun, yeah, I want chicken, yeah, I want liver.
Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. It's really famous.
Yeah.
That's why it's referencing everything.
But I saw it in the flesh.
Yeah, but that's not an
through the medium of the screen.
Most people when they go like, oh, what's that reference? I don't understand, will go to Google or YouTube and look it up. Whereas you just went, oh, there was no possible way I could ever know this. Yeah. As only by happy circumstance of you watching TV.
Yeah.
I guess your life's full of more wonder that way.
I suppose.
But also, you're just wrong.
Well, okay, all right, I'll submit on that. But the best advert, and this is also the worst, is there's a pizza chain here called Caesar's Pizza. And they've got loads of outlets in, like, all around the country or whatever.
Oh, is it? Does someone pick up a slice and cut it and they go, oh, it's too brute.
Two pepperoni.
And then they eat it. Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not that, right? No. So the advert opens with all these shots of these students, basically, no, all sat in a flat, very similar to this one. And there's a table in front of them with these open pizza boxes.
Whoa!
And the pizza boxes are filled with crusts, like a pile of crusts. And they're each eating a slice of pizza. And they all finish the slice at the same time and then throw their crusts onto the pile of crusts.
I mean, number one, they're missing out.
And they're like, oh! And they throw their crusts. And then it's like freeze frame. And this massive Texan dude walks on and goes, have you seen this before? And he's like, and then it's all these shots of crusts being thrown everywhere. And he's like, sometimes the crust just isn't good enough. What a waste. Well, a little Caesar's Pizza, we've just changed everything. And then it's all these shots of these amazing pizzas, and it's like, what would you say if I told you that instead of a crust, we had 3.5 feet of bacon?
3.5 feet? What, all around the edge?
Yeah, it's all around
it's
the edge.
A skirt of bacon.
Like a proper, like,
bacon skirt.
Bacon skirt. Yeah, that's the best way of putting it. And then it's this shot of pizza, and when it gets to the crust, it's just a ton of bacon holding it all together.
There's no wonder there's a fucking obesity epidemic.
Exactly. And it's like bacon, double smoked, hickory, Canadian, like all this kind of stuff.
Just I really like how you took off different bits of your clothes.
Yeah, just had to lift my shirt and pull up my trousers. Yeah, and then...
No, but that's so fundamentally wrong.
No, but then... And this is what's wrong about it, though, is it then shows Caesar, right, sat in his... Yeah. The guy Caesar, not the icon, sat in his office. He's got his feet up on the desk. It's like a mahogany desk. And he goes, at Caesar's Pizza, we've checked the facts. And the 3.5 feet of bacon is just legal. And then it's like, just legal, 3.5 feet of bacon. And he's like, it won't kill you, just about. And then the policeman comes in and he's like, not now, officer, I've checked. It's just legal.
Man,
and then the slogan is Caesar's, it's just legal.
It's just like, about legal.
That is fucking amazing.
That's like something out of a John Oliver video. That's incredible.
Exactly. It's and it's 100% true.
Isn't that what this country's all about, though? Is pushing the bounds of legality
exactly.
to fuck you up.
And letting you know that. It's like all the... I hate to bang on about advertising, but all of the drugs adverts for, you know...
Oh, well, I mean, that's a whole different category.
They have to say... Because all the drugs are like fucking being trialed, but they're allowed to sell them. They have to say everything that's wrong with them. So half of the advert,
and
they can't, no, but they can't speed it up like we do occasionally in Britain. They have to go, the side effects may include hemorrhaging, internal bleeding, death,
and your ass falling out of your eyes.
They have to, but over shots of people taking the drugs and high fiving.
It's such an alien world to have drugs marketed to you anyway. And the fact that you have to, and your doctor, again, a very serious point, you know, your doctor could be paid by a drug company to market a certain kind of
drug
they
have
to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can I don't know, it's alien. Whereas when you go to see a doctor in our country, it's free, and they're going to, we're talking about the NHS now, and they give you the drug that's going to fix you.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not being paid to push.
But yeah, what else have you found?
It snowed here. That was kind of
nice. I loved that.
It was really fun. I felt very Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And it was quite magical until I had to get public transport anywhere.
Absolutely.
It is in London. But London, like, snow makes everyone angry, and it's slushy, and it's immediately grey, whereas here, everything hung around for a bit.
I love snow. It made me really doe-eyed arriving here and being like, oh my god, it's complete. And in 6 hours, the city's just covered in it.
Yeah.
That was very beautiful. And then you can walk out of the snow, walk into a shop, and buy a fucking blood orange.
Yeah, that kind of creeps me out.
No,
a bit, though.
I love blood oranges.
Yeah, blood oranges are great.
Yeah,
number one,
best fruit.
But like the fact that it's snowing and yet there are oranges everywhere is a bit like.
But good oranges, good blood oranges.
Yeah,
at least I was really excited.
I think they're definitely
about
being a bit.
What else have I found good here? Jazz.
We've not seen any.
I've seen
that. We saw that one band on one night for about 20 minutes total.
Oh right, I've often been in bars and they'll have a jazz pianist or they'll have like a lone sax player.
Why didn't you take any of these bars? Why haven't you pretty womaned me?
Because you know,
why?
I've already got you tied down.
Yeah, but
you're keeping
the
fan together.
Dye me.
I will.
What are the kids going to say when I come home and tell them what a wanker their dad is?
I'm taking you to dinner tonight.
Are you?
Well, yeah.
Did
I not tell you? We're going to Mighty Quinn's.
Oh, we're
going
to eat all the ribs.
All the ribs. But my favourite thing
yeah.
that we've seen.
Oh my god, around the corner, the little barbershop quartet.
That's it!
Fucking rad.
We saw a real barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
And there were about 7 of them.
Barbershop's a bit of a. That's almost like a. What's the word?
That's like a loaded word. And
yeah, it wasn't like they were all in boats. Hello, my honey, hello, my baby.
Yeah, it wasn't
they
that.
They were like these six, like, mostly black dudes.
Yeah.
Quite old, quite kind of, you know, scruffy
like
looking.
Mid 60s.
And they just had these beautiful voices. And it wasn't like.
There was a double bass player.
Double bass player. Who looked so pissed off to me, but he was a great player. And it wasn't like, I don't know, barbershop is like really stylized and really smug and really like synchronized.
Yeah.
But these were just fucking great singers singing
really
harmony.
Good bass a cappella. It was so beautiful.
In a country, and well, our country loves all the kind of reality TV, when you get like a bunch of guys who sing together and it's that incredibly like stylized and you know, engineered way of singing.
Yeah.
Such a lovely antidote.
And we just stood there and watched them for like 15 minutes. And that's been one of my highlights.
And I've actually found on the subway, you get a lot of weird musicians on the subway.
Yeah.
But every now and then, there was a trombone player the other night who was just, and I got a really late train back.
Yeah.
And there was this trombone player playing a cover of, I can't remember, it was a really old standard. It was all like, it was something like, It's a Wonderful World.
Okay.
A Wonderful World.
Cool.
And it was just so beautiful. And to have that as a training theme, I felt like I was in an episode of Louis.
Louis.
Almost went and had an
Did I mention,
situation.
By the way?
Oh, don't
did
be
I,
a prick.
Did I mention I met him?
Don't make me leave.
Okay, I won't. But I did meet
you
him.
You met Louis C.K. Well done.
I'm very
Why did you
cool.
meet Louis C.K.? Because you almost fucked up his filming. That's
I
how
did
you met
almost
him.
Fuck up his filming.
Yeah, you know, you walked into the back of shot. And they had to be like, hey, did you know that you're in back of shot there, man? And you were like, oh, you look like a prick.
Well, listen,
when
filming...
it comes to it, it's going to be there, and your ass is going to be flapping around.
No,
in
my
ass
won't be flapping anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I did. I walked into shot because they were filming on the street at about 10 in the evening. I didn't realise that people had stopped. I walked in with my headphones.
I like how you've crowbarred this into the podcast.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I just want everyone to know. And I walked into shot, and then a guy stopped me and said, I'm sorry, really sorry to bother you, but you were in shot. Is that okay? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, it's fine. It's a street scene. It's good. And I was like, what are you filming? He's like, oh, it's the series finale of Louis. And I was like, and then CK comes over and he's like, yeah, this is the guy that was in shot. And I spoke to him for like 10 minutes and it was like the best 10 minutes of my
You know what's going
to
happen though? You know what's going to happen is there's going to be a bit in his next bit of stand-up. He's going to be, I met this English dude, right? And we were trying to record, you know, the series finale, right? And this guy comes up and he's, you know, I don't want to sound like
an asshole.
I don't want to sound like an asshole, but British people are so gay. And he'll do a whole bit about how he's being really deathly honest.
He'd be like,
the guy was nice, you know, but he was such a fag. And it'll be all that, and it'll be that, and it'll be, and you'll be the fag.
Well, all
that's
in all,
your comeuppance.
I hope that never happens because
well,
that would besmirch my trip.
Well, and there is New York, our New York in a nutshell.
That's our New York in a nutshell. Our nuke shell.
That's different.
That's different, isn't
it? Well, I'm so glad we're here, but I'm also really looking forward to going home.
We're going
to
go home.
Yeah.
We've got a big tour.
And we've got penguins.
And then we're going to start really kicking the shit out of life.
Wow, that's okay.
USA! I've just bought a brand new pangolin. He's really good at doing impressions. Listen to him do an impression of a pangolin. That's probably what they sound like. Pangolins.
Well, It's about time we said goodbye from the New York branch of Shambles HQ.
Oh.
I've got to get on a plane on Saturday,
you
haven't
absolutely
I? Yeah,
do.
And you're getting on one on a day after that.
Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
But before we go, we just need to say, you know, there are a couple of guys here we just need to say thanks to.
Yeah.
Who really helped us out in the New York branch.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Of course, there's. Who's your mate who's helped you out all your
well,
requisites?
I mean, a thanks wouldn't be a thanks, and this show wouldn't be a show if we didn't have clean clothes.
Oh!
So I want to
not
thank
our old pal.
Our old pal. Sewer-dwelling cleaner.
Yeah.
And he's called Laundra Rat.
Wow, is that...
Laundra Rat! Okay.
You know okay. When we said we had to come up with really good characters for the outro? Is that
Laundra Rat? Laundra Rat's mine. Okay.
Okay, Laundra Rat's, what's Laundra Rat's hook?
Laundra, he lives in the sewer, but it's not any ordinary sewer. It's the cleanest sewer this side of West 4th.
Okay, that's pretty low bar.
It's low bars, but it's high rats. The stakes are low, and the prices are high.
Okay, what does he do?
He's basically Danny DeVito. But he's a rat. He's a rat, he's a rat. And he's got a small hat. And he lives with a cat.
What's the laundry? No.
Bat.
No, okay. What you've
he
done?
Ain't too fat.
He's Dr.
And
Seuss.
He's just gone and shat. So he's this little rat, right? And like, whenever you're wandering through the sewers, which happens, by the way, New York, everyone's in the sewers. Crazy.
All the time.
Like alligators, you know, yeah. New Orleans, whatever. So we're walking through the sewers, and I'm there, and my clothes are covered in shit. A la sewers.
That's for you.
Right?
That's not because of the sewers.
I'm on my way to a show.
You just shat yourself.
I've shit myself. I'm on my way to a show. I'm ordering. And then suddenly, this little portcullis opens. It's
okay,
and
you're
I mean.
Doing a door opening for a portcullis, which is
yeah,
definitely
no,
not.
No.
Do you mean grate? Just a grate.
No, what's the things that you turn?
Yeah, it's a portcullis. You don't have portcullises in the sewers.
No. You turn. It's like, and then it opens it like in a submarine.
Just a door.
A
hatch.
A hatch.
Oh my
like
God.
In Lost. It's little
yeah.
hatch opens. Hey, buddy. Looking for some cleaning. And I'm like, oh, actually, that would be great. And he's like, tell you what, let old Laundra Rat help you
and
out.
And how does he clean? Just lick it all off.
Yeah, no. He's actually got, like, he's got all of, like, the cloths that get flushed out. And he actually,
all
he
the
runs a tight
shit
ship. And he's got all these mice that are, like, working from 24/7. But Laundra Rat's the real big ideas guy behind the money. And he cleaned my clothes in exchange for a half-eaten foot-long sub.
And a blowjob.
And a blowjob.
yeah,
he's also he's
rat.
Also really... dark and nasty.
Real
but
sexual rat, deviant.
But hey, no one's going to
clean
ask
clothes.
Guys. Clean clothes, clean conscience.
When you're in the sewers, nobody's got a dime.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You got to give a rim.
Don't ask any questions or else I'll give you the plague.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's still plague here.
Okay.
So that's Laundra. And you know what? And I just want to thank him from the bottom of my tiny
my
heart.
Bum.
Bottom of my bum, which he cleaned for an extra fiver. $5 gets
oh,
your ass.
That was really, really depressing.
So I'm so sorry. You asked me to come up with something on the...
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
I really wish I hadn't.
Okay, so that's who I
would... I've got to thank my agent out here, because otherwise I wouldn't have a gig, you know, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to come over here.
Okay.
And her name, of course, is Jeannie Sequaz.
Jeannie Sequaz.
Her family's French, you know? It goes way back. Her grandmother on the Annie side, she was French, but I like to call myself Jeannie Sequaz. It's je ne sais quoi.
Yes,
she's
that's
just,
the joke.
What she does is she goes for that star quality in people.
Oh,
you
no.
know? The star quality, that Jeannie Sequaz, I like to call it.
I also run the Boulanger Patisserie.
Yeah, she does. I know, a Boulanger Rotary.
Want some French rotisserie?
I don't got it. But
cool
I tell you what I do have. What I do have, I got a book for the stars, and I got a map of the stars.
Gerard Depardieu, mine.
No, I tell you what I got. She's just got all the like the knockoff. She's like Gerard Depardieu. You know, he's the party animal. He looks a bit like Gerard Depardieu, and he once was in an episode of Cyrano de Bergerac. Okay?
Tommy France.
You know, he's like Tommy Lee Jones, but he's French.
Tommy Le France.
And it's Jeannie Sequaz. I'm not related to Ryan Seacrest, or a lot of people think I am.
How French is she?
She's a bit French. Her grandmother once went to Paris. That's what they call it.
Gay
know, Paris. Not gay. Darling, come on. I don't represent the alternative crowd. Anyway, she got me this gig.
Jeannie Sequaz.
Jeannie
Sequaz. Keep her. Maybe Laundra Rat might
rim himself into oblivion.
Yeah, exactly. Danny DeVito might sue us.
Yeah.
Jeannie Sequaz. Oh, that's brilliant.
And she's got a wall.
Your joke is far stronger than
well,
mine.
Well, it's a concurrent theme.
Oh, isn't it just?
No.
Well, look, and also we'd just like to thank you guys.
Oh, what?
Can you imagine if we
got really big in our boots and didn't
thank
anyone.
Didn't
like,
thank
anyone. Oh, and fuck you lot.
Thanks, guys, for listening. I know there's been a long
you.
Break, but I have been in New York.
Yeah,
and like, now Laurie's
been,
out here. We've been
he
working.
He has been Macaulay
so.
Culkin-ing it around.
I got on the wrong plane. and then you were like at home, and you were at the flat going to bed, and you were
we
like,
left
I
behind
swear
Patty.
I forgot something, and then you go, Patty! And I'm just on a plane, like,
fighting two thieves who aren't even anywhere near you. But also, thank you. And also, a lot of you checked out our first video on
YouTube video that's actually up.
Probably number two might be out by the time this is up. But we did our playthrough of Sun and Sea with Liam Welton, lead designer.
Oh, yeah.
But also, wonderful all round swell.
Bon viveur.
And friend of the shambles.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. See, it works.
Yeah, it does work.
But do check it out and do subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got a couple of subscribers already.
Start telling people.
We also have a Reddit now. If you guys want to get in contact with us, you can still Gmail
us. Yes, you can still Gmail us.
Podshambles@gmail.com. You can still tweet us. We're still Podshambles at Twitter.
Yeah.
But if you go to...
at Podshambles.
At Podshambles, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean.
That's it.
But if you go to Reddit.com/r/Podshambles...
That's where we're going to try and start opening more conversation with
people. Absolutely. And if you want...
Yeah, sorry, because on Gmail, like, that's the thing. We can talk about the emails, but no one else can see them. And actually, sometimes people raise really good points that get lost in the in the sort of the email system. And who knows? Who knows who's watching on Google, eh? Hey, who knows? I mean, targeted advertising.
Google, probably.
Probably Google. But there's a lot of them. That's the thing. So start chatting on Reddit and start talking to us, and we will check it and we will talk back
to
you.
Well, the thing is, I'm on Reddit every single day because it's really fun.
Yeah.
So I have no excuse to miss anything on the Podshambles thing.
Yeah.
Because I've got a big fucking exclamation mark on my thing.
I'm notoriously lazy.
Not on Reddit.
So, yeah, like, so.
You're notoriously logged into my Reddit.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm on your Reddit. I'm chatting girls up. I'm then sending them fake pictures of your
Striking
bottom.
Striking their thighs.
Yeah.
But we will, on the video front, I meant to say, we will be doing a video every Tuesday and every Friday. There will be a brand new video. We'll be doing some Sun and Sea.
We'll be doing some gaming.
We'll be doing some other games, and there'll be some other little treaty bits
little
for you.
Treats.
But we are genuinely going to do that. We've made a load of videos, and they're going to be up there. So look out, world, because it's about to get
shambolic,
mental.
This is a shambles. Can you imagine if it, this is a shambles?
This is a shambles. This is Podshambles. And Neil Buchanan was there. And the head.
Yeah, and the head. Oh, the head.
What a guy. Guys, we will see you very soon. I'm going to go and get on a plane. Goodbye.
I'm going to go and finish my job in New York and then come back to Britain.
That was
where
really downbeat.
I belong. I belong there.
Keep your feet on the ground.
And your ass
in the sky.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from me. What is that noise? Are you a dog?
Oh.
Or are you a sexy dog? Oh no, maybe. Oh, you're like a little parrot in a race car. Or a parrot that's been near a race car and is repeating what he does. What would be the most annoying thing that if you could only teach a parrot?
A drill.
A drill.
Like a really loudly.
That's so horrible.
Or your alarm clock. Not my your alarm clock.
What's my alarm clock?
I
never hear it.
And then if I hear it for like 4 hours every morning.
Yeah. If you could only teach
that
a parrot one phrase, but it has to be a phrase, what would it be?
I'm usually going to say something incredibly racist.
Oh, God.
Just like, because I'm always thinking it, but the parrot could, you know, say it for me and I wouldn't get in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be really dark.
Burn the whites! Like,
I'm not going to let you buy that parrot.
What do yours say?
Mine would say,
hello? Hello? Is anyone in? Hello?
And I keep going, they keep going to the door. Or, no!
What do you mean people keep going to the door?
Well, if the parrot's there and you keep, you know when someone comes to your door and they're like, hello? Hello?
Yeah, but why would the, if they heard the parrot just saying that repeatedly, they wouldn't be enticed.
No, well, no. This is the thing. I'd make the parrot learn it from a different room so that it always sounds like the parrot's outside when he does it. He's
No, because that's... No. No.
Or
no.
Just,
no.
Or just no. Just teach it just...
No! 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 Different types of, to always sound like an argumentative child.
No.
Great. I think this is... A bit,
fuck the parrot.
We've checked.
Little sound check, it's, little sound check, it's made of ticky tack.
Oh, it's the
oodle la, oodle la, oodle la.
Come on, you're not
it's
having
the smallest.
Go.
You're
sound
not
check.
Getting in edgeways.
I get
word
in,
or not.
Oh, I can get in sideways. Sideways, like a banana on its side, trying to fit through a banana-shaped hole that's vertical. It's not going to work. I don't know where I'm going.
That
with
is
it.
The most grossly extended metaphor I've ever heard, and as a result, I'm going to.
I'm loud.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.